5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Watch out, watch out, look out, look out, watch out, watch out, look out, look out, watch out, watch out, look out, look out, watch out, watch out, look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network on KAYT 88.1.
Hello, everybody, and good Monday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas, and to my right, this is David Christmas. We welcome you once again to the official OPT Network. And here's our website. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. We welcome all of you across the country listening live via the web. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us right here in Central Louisiana. Well, it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. We're back on the grind. What a great day to get the week started. As always, we like to remind you about those school zones. Yes, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. Kids are getting ready, up and rolling. Parents are moving around. We like to remind you, give yourself enough time so that you do have time to slow down for those buses and slow down through those school zones and those crossing guards that are standing out that work so diligently for us, rain, sleet, snow, and shine. You know what? Hats off to those ladies and gentlemen that do that job, and make sure that you're being mindful and watching out for them as well. Well, y'all, it's Monday, as I said before, and, you know, it's always so great to start the week off. We hope that your weekend was restful. We hope that you had a great weekend. We certainly did, and we're happy to be with you this morning. And let me tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. One of the things, well, before we get into that, wasn't it a great football weekend? I know a lot of people had, you know, a great time watching the game, and we certainly did as well. And hats off to the teams that are going to be in the Super Bowl, so we're looking forward to that. But as we switch gears this morning, you know, we've been talking a lot about death and the number of people that died in 2011 and only 23 days into 2012. You know, so many of our friends and friends of friends and family members have gone home to be with the Lord, and it's been a tough, tough time for a lot of people. And so we wanted to talk about that this morning in hopes of helping people to deal with grief, heal from grief, and really go through the process. And you know, each year, 8 million Americans suffer the death of a close family member or friend or loved one. The list of high visibility disasters and human suffering and sudden loss is long, and it continues to grow. And most recently, the Italian cruise ship, the Costa Concordia, carrying more than 4,200 passengers. Well, just as of last night, 19 passengers still unaccounted for. And so as we talk about loss, not to mention the countless family members and friends of friends that were taken home to be with the Lord in 2011, well, only 23 days in, we're still continuing to hear about loss and death. And so we wanted to really talk about that and hope to get some healing and some ways to deal with death and help people in their grieving process. And so we have really gone out to find an amazing woman who has written an incredible book, and we're going to introduce her to you when we come back, and we're going to talk about the process, and we're going to talk about where people are and hopefully how this will help each and every person that has experienced loss go in and begin the healing process. And I don't know that there is a specific way. And oftentimes we as friends and loved ones, we rally around the people who have lost loved ones, and we try to say the perfect things, and we try to comfort and console them. But really this show this morning, we're going to talk about what we need to do, not only as people grieving, but as friends and loved ones, and how we can hopefully make a difference. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our author, Brooke Noel, right after this. LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on Sirius XM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. Well, it's tax time. We keep reminding you, make sure that your taxes are on point. Make sure that you're organized and get it done. Of course, Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. We remind you, as always, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. If you're in and around Bunkie or Avoyelles Parish, here's the number to phone. It's 318-346-6695. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know, we have been really on this show announcing and grieving and really saddened for so many of our friends in the network, so many of our own family members, and all of you who listen, who have shared the loss of your loved ones with us. And so this morning, you know, our team said, as always, we need to find one of the best books and the best authors in the country to help us and help our listeners to deal with grief and the grieving process. And this morning, we want to introduce you to Brooke Noel, who is the best-selling author of 19 books with more than 500,000 copies sold. Brooke specializes in grief, life management, and balance for today's busy woman. Her greatest passion, however, is the Make Today Better system online, which is the basis for the Change Your Life Challenge. Now, the book we're discussing this morning is Brooke's highly rated I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, Surviving, Coping, and Healing After the Death of a Loved One, which was co-authored by her friend, Dr. Pamela D. Blair. Brooke, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Brooke, first of all, I want to start with your own sudden losses in your life, which is really probably the premise for this book. Let's talk about how this book was birthed in you.
You're right. It was definitely a catalyst from my own experience. About 15 years ago, my brother, who at the time was 27, I was 23, he was my only sibling, and he was so much to me. He was my father figure, my best friend. He was just the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was out hunting and was stung by a bee just above his eyebrow. And he didn't have any known bee allergy or anything like that, but something strange happened, and he had anaphylactic shock reaction and had died within 5 minutes.
Wow.
Of that bee sting. It was absolutely crazy. I think about 12 people a year die this way. So it was just a fluke,
mm-hmm.
that crazy tragedy. And he was a professional athlete. You know, he was 6'2", 200 pounds. And it completely threw my world and my mother's world upside down. You know, one day we saw him, he was perfectly healthy. And the next day, we were supposed to understand that he's gone.
Mm.
And being an author, I went to the bookstore looking for a book that would help me, something I could curl up with that would, you know, tell me there's going to be hope, there's going to be light somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it. There were not any books on sudden tragedy. Everything was on coping with a long-term illness. And so I contacted my friend in New York, and she had experienced sudden loss of her life, and the two of us set out to create what would be a guide for, mm-hmm. those who are just facing this unknown, uncharted territory. And the book was released in the year 2000, originally, the first edition,
mm-hmm.
A year before we faced 9/11.
Right.
And it became kind of the touchstone and the go-to book at that point.
Absolutely. And then a few years later, sudden death strikes again.
Yes. And so after this whole experience, my father, who was at the time traveling abroad, he called, and I learned that he had stage 4 colon cancer. And suddenly I was thrown back into this world of grief, and it was interesting because at that point I was considered a grief expert, but of course that doesn't make it any easier, you know,
right.
to deal with the process and to go through all of the emotions. And, of course, then I was trying to navigate health systems between countries and you know, all these other dynamics that comes from having someone abroad. But it was going back to the book. It was going back to that, to this I wasn't ready to say goodbye that really helped me to move forward through that. But part of it as my mission is I always try to take these tough situations and find a way to help others. And that's something I've always done through all my books.
Right.
And this book has been an incredibly rewarding, a difficult topic, but so rewarding to hear people that are just finding the days a little bit easier because they know, you know, they're not going crazy. It will be okay.
Right. And I just want to say, Brooke, that the book is written so beautifully. And the way that the way that the very words come together on the page is just comforting in itself. I mean, it is just, it's one of the most beautifully written books, I think, that I've ever read, certainly for such a time as grieving. But I want this conversation, Brooke, hopefully to help people that have just experienced loss, in many respects, loss that was unexpected, begin the navigational through this unknown, really uncharted territory for many people. Is there a way to start? What's the first step?
Well, I think when we're in the immediate aftermath of loss, we have to understand how significant this is. You know, we know emotionally that we feel hopeless or we feel lost or we're confused, but it's so much more than that. Physically, it's so much more than that. You know, we see people that go through, they have a triple bypass surgery. Well, we wouldn't expect those people to get up and try to go back to work next week. Well, when we lose someone we love, it's like having an emotional, you know, triple bypass and a physical triple bypass. Our bodies don't respond as quickly. We can experience confusion, lose things very easily. We may forget simple things. I remember when I was grieving one day, I wanted to pay a bill. And this might have been 2 weeks after. And it took me over 3 hours to find my checkbook.
Wow.
And by the time I found my checkbook, I had lost the bill.
Mm.
It took me about 2 more hours to find the bill. But then I had lost the checkbook. And this went on for 10 hours, and it didn't get done that day. And at first I was frustrated, but then I had to realize, you know, this is part of what grieving does. It just throws us into this almost dream-like surreal state where, you know, people describe it as, you know, fuzzy or hazy or moving in slow motion. So part of it is just to understand what you really are going through and to accept that and let that process. Don't try to rush through it. A lot of times when our emotions are uncomfortable or challenging or difficult, we want to try to run from them. And that doesn't work with grief. We have to really sit with it. We have to experience it so that we can move through it. If we try to pack it away, you know, we'll have to face it. We'll have to face it later.
Absolutely. Well, let me do this. Let me cut in, take a quick break here. This is a tough conversation to have, but it is so necessary, especially in the midst of so much loss. The book is called I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye. This is a conversation that all of us need to lock into. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Thank you.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up, because, see, I've been on point with Carla at Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubrow and Associates. Listen, if you have been done wrong, if you've been in an accident and it wasn't your fault, get it done right. You know, we see car accidents almost on a daily basis around the traffic circle. And we want to remind you, listen, if you've been in an automobile accident and you're just not sure what to do, start by phoning Brian Kubrow for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining our show this morning, we're joined by Brooke Noel, who is the best-selling author of 19 books, sold thousands and thousands of copies. But this morning, we're discussing I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, Surviving, Coping, and Healing After the Death of a Loved One. I'm going to tell you, Brooke, this, I said it before and I'll say it again, this is a tough, tough conversation. And I was sharing with you about some of the losses that we've experienced and that many people have experienced. And that sudden loss. And one of the things that I want you to help us with is those myths that surround grieving and the misunderstanding that many of us have. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think that the biggest myth that we face with the grief process
that it has this neat, tidy schedule that, you know, in 1 year, it'll be done, and that will go through these five stages of grief: shock, anger, denial. And a lot of people have heard, you know, the five steps of grieving. What they don't know is that these steps were originally created not for those who were grieving, but for those who were living with a terminal illness. So we try to apply this kind of neat and tidy language to the grief process. And nothing about grief is neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a roller coaster. So we go from shock, and then we might have a couple good days, and then we might be down for a week, and then we might have anger, and then we may have questions. And so it's this crazy ride. And the goal, what we want to do is try to grieve in a healthy way.
And how do we do that? What does that look like? What does that look like, a healthy way?
There's a couple of real key things with that. One is to not use substances or some sort of escape technique to deal with our grief. So shopping too much, drinking, any of those types of things. If we're given, oftentimes people will be given a sleeping pill in the early days, you know, to stop using those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're grieving in a physically healthy way. The other big point is to make time to feel your grief. Each day, there will be things that you need to grieve. Either journal it or just make time to feel it so that you're not running from those feelings,
mm-hmm,
or skipping experiencing them altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And then another big aspect of healthy grieving is to talk to support people, whether they be your close friends, clergy, family, or preferably even a grief group, people that can really relate to what you're saying. One of the biggest challenges we have after losing someone, it can be so hard for people to understand us, and especially our friends and family. They want to say things that will make us feel better because they hate seeing us in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times their thought is, you know, we want you to get back into your activities, you know, we want you to get back to normal. Where if we find people that have experienced a similar loss, and you can do this online or you can do it in person, they can understand where we're at and how we feel. And by talking to those people, we can see that other people have gone through what we have, and they've made it out to the other side.
Right.
They've come out, and they're living their lives.
Now, what about this? Because I hear people say this all the time. I know what you're going through. And for some people, that's a comfort, but for others, it really is not. Because although, say for instance, you lost your brother at 27, well, I lost my brother at 27 as well. But the circumstances and the way that we lost our brothers is two totally different circumstances. And I really was able to relate with that reading the book. But sometimes I think it could not maybe be a good thing when we tell people, I know what you're going through. Talk about that.
You're very right. That's something that we tend to do, is we try to find these magic words to eliminate the hurt or eliminate the pain. And one of the hardest things to do, but most helpful when someone is grieving, is to just listen and just mirror back what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we all know that women like to, you know, kind of try to help and find solutions. And
we're fixers.
Yeah, yeah. And this is something that the only way we can, quote-unquote, fix is to be that support person,
mm-hmm,
to be somebody who says, okay, I'm going to help you through this by listening and being present. I remember the night my brother died, I was supposed to have dinner with my best friend, and I called her, and I told her what happened, and it's kind of vague because I was in shock. And she said, you know, do you want me to come over? I said, no, I don't want you to come over. And she came over that night, and I sat up that whole night until the next morning when I was going to drive up to where he lived, and she just sat with me.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't talk. She just sat in the room about 4 feet away from me. And just having her presence there,
mm-hmm,
was one of the best things for me in that grief process. Just knowing somebody else could sit there with me. They didn't have to fix it, but they could just be there.
But isn't that the hardest part, though, Brooke, for people, is to just be there without saying anything?
It is. It's the hardest way. And it's the hardest, hard to avoid judging, hard to avoid,
mm-hmm,
you know, giving advice or saying, well, I had a friend who lost someone and this is what they did. But, you know, really at this point,
especially in early stages, people aren't ready to get over it, to get back to normal.
Right.
So it's that connecting, it's that being present. And especially, this is really important, is to remember to do that after the first 10 days. You know, once we go through a loss, the first 10 days, we get enough food, you know, to feed us for life. I mean, mm-hmm. there's just so much food, phone calls, mm-hmm. flowers, cards. And then somewhere around day 10, everybody else goes back to living.
Wow.
And suddenly we're there and there are no calls, there are no cards, and it gets really, really quiet. And that's when we need friends and support networks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or every, you know, on the anniversary each month after our loved mm-hmm. one has died, mm-hmm. it's a great time to invite a friend who's grieving over for dinner or to take them out for dinner or bring them dinner. Mm-hmm. And that presence just can mean so much.
And so on day 10 or somewhere thereabouts, Brooke, when you have a person that you love or a friend that's going through the grief process and you call them or you're there for them, what should you say? I mean, because that's the hardest thing, you know, not knowing what to say and where to go.
I think that there's two things really to emphasize. And one is to see if they're taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all sorts of just basic self-care from, you know, putting dishes in a dishwasher to even grooming, all of those things can be lost in these emotions. So to do a visual check and just see how things look and to help out if it looks like it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to help isn't to ask, but just to be like, I'm going to hang out for a little bit and start doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People that are grieving have a very hard time asking for help.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And what people often say is, you know, let me know if you need anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're not going to call. They're not going to reach out. So it's up to us as community to go check and just begin helping. You know, see if they need groceries. You know, mm-hmm. what's in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So take stock of you know, some of those things. And then the second is just to say something to the effect of, tell me how you've been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what the past 3 days have looked like for you. What's been the hardest thing? And to give them the space and time to talk about what they're going through and their loved one. Because a lot of people want to stop having those conversations. You know, of friends and family, that can all change because suddenly people don't want to be reminded mm-hmm. of this loss, of sadness. And so people may not want to talk about it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But being a sounding board and never being afraid to bring up the deceased person's name.
Mm.
I know some people are thinking, should I bring it up? Should I not? We want to talk about the people we've lost because one of the biggest fears is that we're going to forget. The memory's going to fade.
Right.
And so talking, sharing stories, any of that is so beneficial.
And so for those people that are really in the early grieving stages, Brooke, they've just experienced the loss and they're trying to come to terms with how to move on. How do we help them in terms of, you know, getting back to the daily challenges of life and meeting them right where they are? You know, that person that still feels the need to go to the cemetery because they don't want to believe that their loved one is lost because everybody else has moved on. How do we help them sort of, I guess, get back into living?
Well, there's a couple points to that. One is we have to be respectful, like you say, of where they are and know that for some people that process is going to take longer. So we want to support the activities that they're doing as part of their grief. On the flip side of that, we want to look for a balance that they're also moving forward. You know, grief can cause us to stop and just live in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call unhealthy grieving. Healthy grieving is when we take a characteristic or something that we can honor from our loved one and we incorporate it into our daily lives and live it for them. We move it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is our ultimate healthy goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a help or support person, what we can do is, you know, keep an eye on the activities. You know, if they're going to the cemetery daily, again, that could be a very important part of someone's grief process. But we also want to make sure that's balanced and that they're talking about other things and not just their loved one. That would be a first step.
Mm-hmm.
They're beginning to think about other things, maybe not do them. Maybe they haven't rejoined their different clubs or activities, but they're at least thinking about them, talking about them. And again, we need to be respectful of that timeline. So for some, that'll be 2 weeks. For some, it could be 6 months. For some, it could be a year.
Mm-hmm.
After a year, it's really important that if we see somebody who's stuck and not moving forward, that we begin to get more direct and try to pull them back in.
Now, why is that year mark so critical, Brooke?
Well, after a year, we've had the entire time, the entire period of firsts is what I like to call them. So you have your first Valentine's Day without a loved one. You have their first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You have your first holiday season. You have the first anniversary of the loss. That entire first year of grief is so incredibly strong because you're experiencing everything for the first time without this person.
Mm.
And so grief can it can surge and kind of ambush you at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Their birthday, your birthday, an anniversary, you know, mm-hmm. all sorts of things. Say there's a high school graduation and your son would have graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go through that. After a year of firsts, then we've kind of experienced the broad spectrum, that all-encompassing spectrum of grief. And the subsequent years will get a little better. I won't say they'll get easier, but they will get a little better. And we can begin to take our energy and move it forward and create a different life. Again, not necessarily a better life, but we can make a different life and we can experience different happiness and different joy.
It's a lot to encompass. Let me take a quick break here, Brooke, but we'll be back with more tips, more suggestions right after this. Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. It's tax time, and most of us are scurrying to get those taxes done. Florida's formal wear, well, it's also Mardi Gras time and prom season. So if you are looking to be adorned in a spectacular evening gown, start with Florida's Formal Wear. She's located at 2385 South MacArthur Drive. It's right across from the Alexandria Mall. Or you can phone 318-487-9499. Aggressive Health Solutions, not only do they specialize in specialty medical equipment, but they also specialize in bra fitting and prosthesis. So if you have had breast surgery and you need prosthesis or you need bra fittings, the number to phone is 318-445-4733. Get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life plus so much more when you simply phone 318-767-2220. And of course, our friends at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining the show, we're joined by author and best-selling author, Brooke Noel. And the book that we're talking about this morning, she's got many, many books, but the book that we're talking about this morning is I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, Surviving, Coping, and Healing After the Death of a Loved One. Which, Brooke, we're talking about this whole entire hour. It's really, really tough to do. And one of the things I think that you said before we went to break was so critical, that first year brings every first that we miss with the people that we love the most. And you said after the first year, if people are still grieving in a way that is maybe unhealthy, how do we help those people? And when do we consider it unhealthy?
Those are great, great questions. And of course, depending on your personal knowledge of the person, you may have some clues or ideas of what might be unhealthy for them, but some things we look for are impulsive living. Suddenly they're making these dramatic or almost erratic decisions. You see something a little bit out of character,
mm-hmm.
and they're not talking about them. They're not saying what they're doing or why. They seem to be doing these activities in isolation. Lack of self-care, if you see them, and perhaps their appearance does not look like what you've known in the past.
And if that's so, how do we broach that? How do we open that up?
We go back to that same principle, which is being present. Tell me how you're feeling. How have the last couple of days been for you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is the person that's grieving is often going to go ahead and begin to tell you what's going on. And that will give you a chance to say something like, well, I noticed, that's not typical of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll keep talking and give you more information. So it's that being present. And that's why it's so important to be present ongoing in the grieving process.
Mm-hmm.
So check in every 2 weeks or every month, and not just a 6-month or a 1 year. but to be present so they feel like they have someone that they can talk to.
And what about those people on the other hand? And we were talking about this during the break, because I know that at 27, when my brother died, I was like most of the people in the book. You want to make sure that the world that will continue on. And, you know, after funerals, especially with people that you love and care about, you see the world swiftly moving as if nothing has happened. How do we keep people from literally grieving themselves to death? People that just, you know, people, you know, we look at people and we say, okay, well, it's been this long, and our expectations are maybe they haven't moved on, and you don't want to be insensitive. And so there is a fine line. How do we help with those people that just can't get past the grieving process?
There's a couple of ways. One is to bring your memories forth of that person, if it's someone that you knew, and to maybe even encourage some sort of activity that could be done in that person's honor. So, for example, my brother was a national water ski champion. For 10 years, we held a water ski tournament, and people would come from, you know, all over the state or the region, and we would have a video of Caleb skiing and a picture up, and that was something to keep him alive, to keep his influence, to keep stay present. And we did a scholarship at the high school you know, for what he was interested in, which was graphic design. So there's things like that that we can do to help keep our loved one's memory alive and with us. And if you're close to someone who's grieving, that could even be something you could bring up as a way to help them to move forward. And it gives them a positive way to put their grieving energies towards something that's helping people going forward. Because what we want to do ultimately is have them take a part of their loved one, integrate that part of their loved one, and then move forward in a positive way and not stay stuck in the past. The other thing is, if you're really concerned, is to make sure, you know, talk to anyone that you can. If you know the person goes to church, perhaps talk to their clergy. Maybe they're another close friend of theirs, you know, their parent. If you know that there is a person close that you could talk to, and express your concern. And suggest perhaps a group, an actual grief group that meets, because that can be so important for people that are really having a hard time with grieving. It's very important that they understand a lot of what they're feeling is normal. And sometimes just knowing that can give them the courage to take the next step forward.
And this, I'm glad you mentioned clergy. And I want to talk a little bit before we've got to let you go about the spiritual aspects, because so many people, especially people that we would call evangelicals or Christians or believers, that are angry with God, that had great faith and they prayed and they believed for a miracle, and the and their loved one was not healed on this side or on, you know, in the earth realm. You know, how do we help those people that are really angry with God?
It's a great question, and what we find in faith is that people's faith in grief either strengthens or weakens. It's a 50-50 split, and it's so interesting to me. I talk to families who lost their loved ones in 9/11, and they weren't religious, and they became religious after that. So it's so unpredictable. But I think the big thing that I hear with people that are struggling with their faith is often they're also struggling with their church community, their congregation, because they don't feel they're getting the support they need. They feel like they get one card or maybe one visit, and I've actually done a lot of training with priests and pastors, but that they, even within the church family, the grief situation is compacted, and there isn't enough room for them to feel the scope of their feelings. And that's why we keep coming back to that idea of letting them express themselves. So what I recommend in that situation is to make sure that you have a supportive group within the church, within the clergy, that's working with this person over at least 3 months. They're doing regular check-ins, talking about them, and letting them air their anger at God or whatnot, letting them talk that through and seeing that their community, their spiritual community, is still there for them and will still be there for them, because that can be such a strong, strong aspect of our healing.
That's good. And so the spiritual community needs to really make sure that they are really present in the lives of people that have experienced a loss.
Yes. I mean, there should be an action plan that, again, is at least 6 visits, 3 months, because in the beginning, you know, the first month, we don't really remember much. It's so cloudy and so grainy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the second month, it's getting so quiet. In the third month, we're ready to start thinking about where we go next. And so some sort of plan that really covers them throughout that period is wonderful.
And so, Brooke, what is the most important thing? This is, as I said at the top of the show, this is an amazing book. It is such a heartfelt book. But what is the most important thing that, if there is one thing, that people that will ultimately read this book, because I believe that this is a book that will stay in print and probably will be updated forever because it's just that amazing. What's the most important thing that you hope people will be able to glean from this book?
Well, thank you for the kind words. To me, what the book has been about and what I've heard back and what I just hold on to is for people to know that they're not going crazy. Most people in the immediate aftermath of grief just feel like they're absolutely losing it and that they're the only person thinking this, they're the only person feeling this way, and that they actually are literally going crazy. And by putting down all these processes and letting them see that, they're normal. That's part of the process. That, to me, has been incredibly rewarding.
Mm-hmm. We just had a call, Brooke, and I just, before you've got to go, I want you to see if you can approach this. Go ahead and tell me. Okay. Why don't you say it, DC, because you've got, tell me. Okay, there was a caller that has a friend that lost a child that was 27 years old. Is that correct? And the friend is trying to figure out how to approach her friend because her friend seems very angry.
Okay. And that is a very common common reaction, especially when we lose an adult child. There's that energy of, you know, we put all this time into raising our kids and then we should be able to enjoy them when they're older and something happens, and anger is an incredibly prominent emotion. But what I would recommend is to see if there's any way that you can help with any sort of responsibilities, you know, whether it's grocery shopping on a regular basis, some things that you can just touch base and see that person. And sometimes you have to just take a leap of faith. I know when I was grieving, my friend wanted me to go out for breakfast. And I actually didn't want to go out for breakfast with her because I felt she couldn't understand me anymore and that she was going to say all these things and they weren't going to apply and I would need new friends. And so she got breakfast. She came over to my house, knocked on the door.
Well, let me stop you right there, Brooke. Why did you think you were going to need new friends?
Because I felt that the things I had been discussing with them before, say what happened at an office or who won this show, or I felt that was all so trivial.
Mm-hmm.
And that my life had changed in such a profound way.
You were going to need some deeper friends.
Yes. And that, you know, little stresses and things, you know, those not being able to pay a bill, that didn't really hit my radar anymore. And I felt like I wouldn't be able to relate to those people in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had fundamentally changed.
And so, but let's deal with the anger issue because, you know, when my 27-year-old brother died, I was angry too. You know, because it just didn't seem fair. And it seemed like he's too young. And for parents, I know my parents, like any parents, feel like you should never outlive your children. Is there a way that we can love those people in and help them without being insensitive? Because as I said earlier, Brooke, no matter if you've lost a child, every situation is different. So I think sort of it's not meant to be insensitive when you say, girl, I know what you're going through, but it kind of is because every situation stands on its own.
Right, right. And that's one of the things I have in the book is I do have a list of a guide you know, to help people who are grieving, like things to say and things, you know, not to say. But again, you know, it's that being present and with the anger, you know, helping people find a way to get that anger out. I mean, it is normal. We just don't want it to become self-destructive.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the things that we don't want to say?
Well, you hit one of the big ones is, you know, I know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have that exact sentence in the book. Sometimes people say something like, perhaps it was for the best.
Mm.
You know, so in other words, maybe they didn't suffer longer.
Mm-hmm.
With kids, a lot of times people will say, at least they had 27 good years.
Right.
Yeah, but there's nothing comforting about that. But again, we're trying to find something. So those are some of the common things that we say. And we also tend to say, call me if there's anything I can do.
Right.
And someone who is grieving is 99% of the time not going to know what they need. And if they do, they're not going to call and ask. That energy just isn't there. So that's why it's important to go ahead and take that first step. And maybe you will be turned away. You know, maybe they'll say, I don't want to see you today.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Still come back. You'll come back a month later. Because I can guarantee you that people who are grieving, they need us. They mm-hmm. need that community support.
That is powerful. That's powerful, Brooke. The book is called I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, Surviving, Coping, and Healing After the Death of a Loved One. Brooke, tell people how they can get this book and how they can connect with you and your website.
The book is available wherever you can buy a book. It'll be easy to find, online or in stores. And my website, where you can come and learn about this book, order an autographed copy, and learn about my other endeavors, is brooknoel.com, BROOKNOEL.com.
Amazing. Brooke, you're doing some other great, great things. One of the things in your passion is the Make Today Matter system online, which is the basis for the Change Your Life Challenge. And you know what, Brooke, we would love to have you come back and talk about that. And I want to personally encourage every single person. And one of the things that you say in the book is maybe give this book to the friend that is going through the process, so that they can hold on to that and give the book to that person when it's time, when they're ready.
Yes, yes. It's a great thing to give to someone who is grieving, you know, I say usually about 3 to 4 weeks after the fact, and let them know they don't need to read it, you know, right away, but mm-hmm. it's there. And the way it's written with short clips, it makes it very easy for someone who's grieving to just find what they need and read a piece.
I want you to give the website, because our phones, Brooke, are lighting up. I want you to give the website one more time.
Sure. It's brooknoel.com, BROOKNOEL.com.
And the book, once again, is so poignant, Brooke. I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, Surviving, Coping, and Healing After the Death of a Loved One. It is one of the most beautiful books. I love words, Brooke, and they are placed on every page so eloquently. I want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network, all the way from Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens,
state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonjes at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Parlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture, with 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse, which means after you get those taxes done, you go to Carroll. Their warehouse is there. There's no waiting for your delivery. They're at 1819 Memorial Drive, right here in Alexandria. Phone 318-448-8090. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa is amazing. She listens. She's so on point when it comes to insurance and the needs that you've got to phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Also, Williams Tax and Financial Services. We can't remind you enough, it's tax time. Get your papers ready, get them in order, and get them done. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. And not only do they remove your doubts, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. When I tell you that Ray Hyde is a great perfectionist and gets the job done well, if you're in need of body work, the number to phone is 318-445-4582. Also, Tanja's Professional Tax Service. If you're in Avoyelles Parish, Bunkie more specifically, or anywhere around that area, Tanja's Professional Tax Service is where you want to start for your tax preparation. She's located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie, or you can phone 318-346-6788. Now, if you're considering a small business, we want you to start with Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. You can phone them for great information about your business, about getting a loan, at 888-215-2373, extension 1560. And of course, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. You can find them on Facebook by typing in LACVT, V like victory, or go to their website at www.lacvt.com. The number to phone, 318-442-0106. I want to thank everybody, switching gears this morning, that's called in and expressed really gratitude for this morning's show. And we know, we feel your pain. And we have our own hurt for not only our friends and our loved ones, our personal loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord. And so, as I said, I thank God for the amazing team of people that we have that are able to find the most amazing people, the most best, the best-selling authors in the country. And we bring them to you right here on the OPT. And Brooke Noel is one of those people. She's a best-selling author and really touted around the country as a grief expert. Her book, once again, is I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye. And you know what? I don't care how many people that die, we're almost always never ready to say goodbye. But the book helps with surviving, coping, and healing after the death of a loved one. I'm going to tell you, if you've not lost someone that you have loved or that you love, you're the exception and certainly not the rule. And if you want to do something really great for a friend, because I know in the face of loss, I was at the bookstore and I was looking for the perfect little book, the perfect gift, the perfect offering to give. And, you know, there are many, but this book is one that I think is amazing. I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye. And what I love about the book, are there really great tools that help us? And I'm telling you, every single person that we know has said to another person that is grieving, I know what you're going through. And that is the absolute wrong thing. If you don't take anything from this conversation, please take that. Even if you've lost your mom and somebody else has lost their mom, we understand that we both feel the emptiness and loss, but they're different. And it's not a contest to say I'm hurting or I have hurt as much as you're hurt. Just simply learn to be. Just be there. And sometimes it's okay just to say, I love you and I support you. But what we learn from the book is that saying, and I've said it a trillion times, whatever you need, I'm here for you. Let's start being proactive and let's find out what our friends and loved ones need. You know, we lost one of our really great friends. We've lost so many people personally. And one of the things that we said, we knew that the family was at the hospital. We knew that they're sleeping there. They're on hard chairs, especially if you're in ICU. There's no real comfortable place for the family. Just go and bring them lunch. Don't ask. Just take them lunch. Bring things that you know that they will need to help them through the day. There are things that we just have to be proactive in doing, because people who are going through will almost never say, I need this, this, or this. So we need to just assess what our friends need, and we need not say, I know what you're going through. Let's just love them and be there for them and figure out what we can do to be a blessing to them. This, again, I can't say how much of a great book it is. Again, many of you have called for the title. The title, once again, it's at any bookstore. If it's not there, they'll order it for you. I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye. Surviving, Coping, and Healing After the Death of a Loved One. Let me get a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Helen Velada with Aggressive Health Solutions in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. It's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. We're getting the week started off right. And this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, that's Darlene St. Romain, and her team, People Care by Caring People. Williams Tax Financial Services, they are on point when it comes to preparing taxes this tax season. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her team. If you're looking for great style and healthy hair, look no further than Be Unique Hair Salon. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday at 318-442-7204. I'm telling you, it has been already a morning, I feel, of a weight lifting, and we hope that you feel a little bit more lifted. This morning, it is always our goal to bring you shows that encourage you more than anything, that encourage you, that uplift you, and enlighten you, just one conversation at a time. And if you want to get Brooke's book, we really want you to either go onto her website or you can go to any bookstore. Again, the book is I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye, and it helps us to survive and cope with healing after the death of a loved one. Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, which is a great subject. You know, as we start a new year, we start talking about all of the things that we can do to make ourselves better, whether it's a diet, whether it's an eating program, whether it's exercise. Well, you know what we really don't talk about? We don't talk about that thing called fear. because fear is one of the most debilitating, if not the most debilitating emotion that there is. And we're going to have one of my favorite people that I enjoy talking to on this show come in and talk about that. And her name is Christine Arilo. She's got the 40-day fear cleanse. And if you have started this new year off in fear, fear of how's it going to happen, fear of when's it going to happen, fear of succeeding, you know, those are emotions that will prevent you from moving and from doing anything. Well, Christine is going to come in tomorrow and we're going to talk about how to spend 40 days cleansing yourself of fear, moving past that, and getting down to the business of taking care of business, because that fear is, it is a beast if you allow it to come in and inhabit and control your space. So I'm going to tell you, it is going to be another very, very interesting show, so you don't want to miss it. You can go to our website and you can log on from any part of the country, and we welcome all of those people. Every single day we have a new state that calls us up and says, hey, or sends us an email and says, hey, we logged in at www.onpointcxmas.com and we're enjoying the show. And so we thank each of you for that. But most importantly, we thank all of the people in the OPT network that allow us to come in and spend the very best part of your morning with us. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate you so much. You've been listening to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. We thank you so much. We love you. God loves you. So love yourself. We're good. We're good on time. Okay, good. We're good on time. Well, one of the things that I want to say before we close, DC, what about the game last night? Was that poetic justice for the Saints that they come back and lose? I mean, we had a blast watching the game. We know that you did. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. It's going to be the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. So that's going to be up and coming. That's going to be great. It's going to be a great game to watch. We look forward to that, but we look forward to seeing you every single morning on the OPT network. We tell you every single day, be the change that you want to see. You know where change has to start. It has to start with you, and it has to start with me. So it's not just something we say. It's something that we hope that will go down into your psyche, into your heart, and that it will resonate, and that you will begin to start to implement change. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Monday. If your day has not started off the way that you had hoped, all you got to do is change what you're saying. When you change what you're saying, you're going to change what you're thinking. Allow yourself to believe that today is going to be a great day. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. Have a great and a safe Monday. We'll see you right back here on tomorrow. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.